Okay, so Corey, coming from a background of doing oncology all across the board, we're kind of numeracy oriented. I think this comes out of breast cancer, Ravden online model from many years ago. But we've been starting to ask numeracy questions in a lot of settings. So, no patients are going to ask these questions. So we thought we'd ask you a few questions along those lines. So Corey, you have a patient who's about to undergo chemo radiation therapy for stage three disease. We're just asking as a broad, sort of global estimate. What would you estimate the chance that this person's going to have disease progression in the next year and a half?
I respect the people, the 13% who said, I don't know. I think they may be the most honest. If we look at the data from Pacific, it's probably in that 50-60% range, but it's not just metastases, it's local recurrence, it's other manifestations. But even there, I think that may be subject to change over time. And I think it underscores the lack of real understanding or appreciation of where the data go that we see such a broad range here.
We know that, we don't have perfect clinical research data to provide every number that every patient would have to have, but we also know people ask you and say, give us your best thought. And if they understand the concept of, sort of adjuvant therapy, they can, really ask these questions. Because the key question then, Corey, just to follow up, but before we go on, Valerie, do you agree with 60%? I've heard people say higher than that.
It's higher than that in Pacific, the PFS at 18 months without durvalumab. If you look at those lines on the curve, it says 27%. So actually, 73% of the patients would have progressed without durvalumab. With durvalumab, it's something like 46% PFS. So about 50% would progress even with durvalumab. Now that's specific data. We need to look at
When a patient asks too,
broader.
it's obviously you're integrating your clinical experience, other trial data, et cetera.